It's time we answer a question on your stock in a little segment we like to call Your Stock, Our Take. Buy, sell, or hold.
This is from obviously a client at some point, or a client right now, I'm not sure. They said, I bought MTY Food Group on your recommendation 4 years ago. It has performed well, but stalled for about a year until its recent surge in the market. What is driving the share price surge and your thoughts on the current valuations? Harmon from Vancouver. MTY Food Group, MTYTS on the TSX symbol, trades around $67.35 now, $1.7 billion in terms of its market cap. What does the company do? Again, they're not just a stock symbol. They are a Canadian franchisor and operator in the quick service food industry. They franchise and operate corporate-owned locations under different banners, approximately 75 banners and brands across Canada and the U.S. Now, the stock is up around, since May, up 40%. Tremendous growth there. What is driving that? Well, they've made a number of significant acquisitions this year. March 1st, they bought Investcor Restaurants Group, was a public company at that time. On March 16th, they completed acquisitions of a healthy fast food brand called Grab-A-Green. On April 5th, they bought Timothy World Coffee and Muffins. Good name, a business there. Now, and they also bought a rather significant acquisition of Sweet Frog Premium Frozen Yogurt, which was just recently on September 16th. Now, this is driving tremendous growth in terms of underlying numbers. Revenue in the third quarter was $91 million, an increase of 26%, so good growth there. EBITDA was up around 54% for that quarter to $39.6 million from $25 million. So very strong growth there. From a fundamental perspective, when we look at MTY Food Group, there's a lot of things to like. Revenue growth, like I said, 26% in the last period. EBITDA, or adjusted EBITDA, was up 55%. These growing revenues while growing its margins is a positive sign. The company has historically really been a free cash flow generating machine. That's why we've liked it. There's limited organic growth, which is a bit of a concern. So the company will have to keep growing by acquisitions, given the fact that it also continues to close some of its current locations. That is a natural part of a business with this many stores, but they close they're closed non-performing locations, but they have to continue to grow by acquisition to have increased cash flow over time. Now, we think it's closer to fair value near term in its current range, but we wouldn't bet on it outperforming in the long term over the next 2 to 5 years.